Words Appear, an Apple original. In animation, the sun shines on colorful buildings in a residential area and a pigeon soars through the sky. Wearing a headband, the pigeon flies past a large window decorated with flower pots. The sun's rays illuminate a bedroom. A badge card, an umbrella, and a pink fanny pack dangle on a wall hanger. A figure sleeps under bed sheets. A dog lifts the sheets and gets out of bed. The dog opens the big window.
Good morning, beautiful world.
She sees a rhinoceros in a mirror.
I am Lulu, and I am a rhinoceros. It's finally Community Unity Day. Oh, I can't wait to celebrate with everyone later.
At a bathroom sink.
I am brave, I am kind, and I love who I am.
She washes her face.
Ooh, I am sparkly and clean.
Lulu takes the fanny pack off the wall hanger. She re-enters and grabs the badge card.
That's important.
A title appears. Lulu is a rhinoceros. Based on the book by Jason Flom and Allison Flom and illustrated by Sophie Corrigan. Lulu exits a building wearing the fanny pack. She heads down a sidewalk among other animals and glances at her rhinoceros reflection in a building.
Good morning, beautiful you. Rise and shine, there is so much to do. I like me and I hope you like you too. Good morning, beautiful you.
Colorful patterns follow her reflection.
All around me the world is waking up.
Good morning, good morning.
Look around, feel the energy and love.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey Priya.
Morning Lulu. And the beetles help their dad out with the chores.
What's up, Jude?
Hey Lulu.
And the eagles open up the grocery store.
Snacks for you.
You're the best, Joe.
Take it easy now, Lulu.
Fruits and veggies are good for my self-care. And when I have more than I need, then I can share.
Wow, thanks! My pleasure! Nice catch!
She tosses a pepper to a dog. A bunny beatboxes.
However you start your day, you're shining light in your own way. When you are you, just as you are.
I like me, and I hope you like you too. Good morning, beautiful you.
Some of us like swimming in streams and pools and puddles. Some of us shower each other with love and cuddles.
I got you, Grandma.
Cats snuggle.
However you start your day, take care of you in your own way.
Beautiful you, rise and shine, there is so much to do. I like me and I hope you like you too.
Lulu watches the bunny try on a hat at a street vendor. Now other animals follow her down a sidewalk.
Rise and shine, there is so much to do. I like me and I hope you like you too.
I like me and I hope you like you too.
Good morning. You.
Confetti pops into the air. Now, Lulu approaches a tree where koalas live.
Good morning, Lulu.
Hello, my nocturnal neighbors.
We're just getting ready for bed.
But first, can I interest you in the morning weather report?
Always.
Da-da-da-da!
Good morning! Thanks for tuning in.
Today's forecast is sunny skies, fluffy clouds, and the best part, precipitation this afternoon.
You might see a rainbow.
Go. I wanted to say it.
I was excited. You know what they say. If you love yourself and you let it show, the world will smile at you with a big rainbow.
Oh, I would love to see a rainbow.
What's your plan for the day, Lulu?
I'm going
going to the park to play. Then later, I'm volunteering at Community Unity Day.
Cool. What's that?
Community Unity Day. The holiday about kindness.
It's my favorite tradition, founded by the one and only Regina the Rhinoceros. Regina is one of my heroes.
Well, they do a big celebration in the park every year, rain or shine.
Yes, that's where I'm going.
Have fun today, Lulu.
Sweet dreams.
Lulu hurries off. Later, she stands at a crosswalk and a double-decker bus drives down the street. A pedestrian sign lights up green and Lulu crosses. A cat wearing a beanie poses for a selfie.
Oh.
Hey, excuse me. Could you please take a picture of me?
Oh, it would be my pleasure. And my first act of kindness for the day.
It's for my blog.
Cool.
Leonard the Leopard in the Big City.
Ooh, I'd love to read that. And get a leopard's perspective. Looking good.
Make sure you get the light bouncing off my whiskers.
Yes.
He scrolls through the photos and appears larger and more leopard-like to himself.
Yes. Oh, I am gorgeous. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with your blog.
See you later.
Lulu moves on. Later, a kangaroo talks to a donkey.
No, no, Jose, it's that way.
No, I think it's this way.
Hi, do you need help?
Oh, that is so sweet. Yes, please, we are just all turned around.
Which way is Broadway from here?
The fastest way is a left turn at the fountain, then a right at the windmill. And then you'd have...
See? Dogs have such a good sense of direction.
Actually, I'm not a dog. I'm a rhinoceros.
Wait, you're a rhinoceros?
Oh, of course not. She's a dog. Look at her. She's a bulldog. You're a dog, sweetheart. Clearly.
I may look like a dog to you, but I am a rhinoceros.
But rhinos love mud. You don't have any mud on you.
Are you saying you'd see me as a rhino if I were covered in mud?
It would make more sense, yes.
Right. She's just too clean to be a rhino.
But being a rhino isn't about how I look.
Oh, come on, honey.
Let's ask someone who's not so confused.
Yes, maybe they'll know. Which way is Broadway from here?
I really am a rhinoceros.
They glance at her, then look away.
I'm a rhinoceros, whether I'm muddy or clean or anything else.
Lulu walks off slowly. She passes through a crosswalk. She reaches the other side and approaches a green rhinoceros statue with a flower crown on its head. The statue sparkles. Smiling, she stares at it. Two birds move up beside her. One carries a guitar on its back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is, I mean, whoa, you know? Like, did you ever just see something and your brain's just like, that's new?
What is this? Do you know?
It's my favorite statue in the world. Regina the Rhino.
Wow. Honestly, I don't know who that is. Who is Regina the Rhino?
She was an iconic rhinoceros. I've heard amazing stories about her. I never got to meet Regina, but Regina the Rhino was a pioneer. She was the first to suggest that kindness could transform a community. She created my favorite holiday. Community!
So they're expensive!
Oh, horse guard!
A tour bus pulls up.
Okay, folks, up here on your right is the statue of the famous Regina the Rhinoceros.
Oh.
How do you feel when you look at this work of art?
Fun fact about Regina. By encouraging everybody around her to do one simple act of kindness every day, she inspired a movement and made the city a happier place to live. And that's how Community Unity Day started.
Oh, wow. Regina sounds like a remarkable rhinoceros.
She was. She's one of the reasons I'm proud to be a rhino.
Wait, Bob, did she say she's a rhinoceros?
I sure did.
Yeah, you can't be a rhino.
Of course I can. I know who I am.
Well, can you squeak and honk like a rhinoceros?
I like to sing instead.
I'm sorry. If you were a rhino, I think you look more like that statue.
Well, rhinos look all different ways.
No, honey, all rhinos look like that one. They've got pointy ears on the top of their heads, not floppy ears on the sides.
Oh, I'm 50-50, honestly, because rhinos are supposed to have a great sense of hearing. She does seem to be hearing everything we're saying.
That's right. I hear you.
I guess she is a rhino.
But she doesn't have pointy ears, so I just don't see it.
I heard that, too.
That's great. Moving on, folks. Up ahead on your left is my favorite tree, the green one. I don't know why.
Why won't anyone listen to me?
Lulu's face falls. She climbs onto a small platform near the statue and sits down.
Suddenly, I don't feel like going to Community Unity Day.
Lulu, hey!
A cow approaches.
Hi, Corey.
How's my favorite rhino today?
That depends. Am I your favorite rhino?
Mm-hmm. And you're the only rhino I know.
Oh. Well, I'm having a bad day. I was trying to go to the park, but I think I'll just go home.
Wait! Don't have a bad day.
I'm already having one.
Well, you know what I do when I'm having a bad day. Start the day again. Whenever I feel down and out, sad and angry, full of doubt. Even when I feel like crying, I try to be brave and I keep trying.
I did try, Corey, but no one is listening to me today. I said no one is listening to me today.
She tosses flower petals.
Whenever I feel tired at night, I hold my head up and try to be glad. It's all right if I don't feel fine for a while. Then I take a deep breath and smile. I can always start the day again.
Ow.
I can always start the day.
They wear colorful petals over their eyes.
Even if the day is almost done, just act like a new day has begun.
I can always start the day again.
Yes! Even if it's almost time for bed, you can always start the day again.
Even if the day is almost done, just act like a new day has begun.
Lulu puts a flower on her head and prances down the sidewalk with Corey.
I can always start the day again.
A band plays on the sidewalk with a turtle on keyboard, a chicken playing a horn, and a snake on drums.
Yeah!
Look, Lulu! You made it to the park!
I did. Amazing!
So, what's it gonna be?
I'm doing it. My day starts again, now.
She steps on gum.
Actually, it starts now.
Make it a good one.
You too, Corey. Bye. Here we go.
A squirrel sits near a boombox.
Hey, Lulu.
Hi.
Happy Community Unity Day.
You too, Sal. Are you performing later?
Of course. I'm just rehearsing my routine a few more times.
Ah.
Are you headed to the volleyball game?
Volleyball game? Right now? Where is it?
Just down that way.
Wow. I think I have time for a quick game. Yeah.
I'll see you later, Lulu. Have fun.
Sal dances, strapped into a two-wheeled wheelchair. Deeper in the park, the pigeon in a headband, now wearing glasses, stretches and watches anxiously as other animals play volleyball.
I can do this. Today's the day they will let me play.
His determined look vanishes.
They'll say I'm too slow. No, no, I'm fast and strong. I've been practicing. I got this. Finn on three. One, a two.
He spots Lulu approaching, now wearing a headband.
Oh, no. What if they only need one player? Go, Finn, go!
Finn flies to the court.
Hey, looks like you need a fourth player. How about me?
We've told you before, you're too little to play with us.
But I've been practicing. I'm getting better every day.
Yeah. We have enough players already. We don't need anyone else.
Maybe later, man. Right? Yeah?
Oh. Later then? Okay. When you need another player, I'll be right over there.
Okay.
Oh, awkward.
The goose, pig, and cat giggle. Finn sits on bleachers perched on a tree branch.
Hey, I'm Lulu. Can I play with you?
You seem strong.
I sure am.
Yes! Join our game!
Why does she get to play?
The cat serves the ball with his tail.
Got it!
They hit the ball back and forth over the net.
Yes!
Tears well in Finn's eyes and he flies off. Lulu jumps high and spikes the ball.
Here!
The pig dives and misses.
Woo! Come on, pig, get in the game.
Wow, you're so speedy.
Yeah, rhinos can be really fast.
What, a rhino? Where?
I've never seen a rhino.
I'm a huge rhino guy. Where's the rhino?
Well, I'm the rhino.
Really? I thought rhinos had pointy ears. You know, to give them extra good hearing.
I thought that rhinos communicate in squeaks and honks.
Well, I do like to...
Wait, my uncle said that rhinos play in the mud. He didn't say anything about volleyball.
My grandma said that all rhinos make great jelly sandwiches. Do you have any jelly sandwiches?
No, but I do.
And I thought rhinos are supposed to have horns. One here and one here, right?
Well, I don't have pointy ears or a jelly sandwich.
Exactly. You don't look the way we think a rhino looks.
And you don't act the way we think a rhino acts.
But rhinos are all unique in their experiences, like everyone else. How could I possibly prove that I'm a rhinoceros?
We're telling you right now. If you wanted us to see you as a rhino, you'd need pointy ears.
Or you need to play in the mud.
Or have a double horn and honk and squeak more.
Exactly. If you even had one of those things, we'd probably believe you're a rhino.
Or if you make us a great jelly sandwich.
The cat blinks and smiles.
Okay, I have to go now.
Good luck! Let us know if you find any of those things. I'd really love to meet a rhino someday.
Silly goose. I told you I'm a rhino. Isn't that enough?
Okay, let's go, you guys.
Lulu walks off. Now she sits by a lake and watches the other animals play volleyball. She takes off the headband and puts it into her fanny pack. She sees her rhino reflection in the water.
Do you know what it's like when you share who you are? Then hear a stranger tell you that it's wrong. I never liked that part. The only thing I want is to be listened to. Why would strangers think they know me better than I know I do? Yes, I know who I am, and yes, I love myself. But it feels like I only count if I make sense to someone else.
All right, let's do it. Got it! Here!
Lulu gets up and walks away slowly, looking down. Now she spots a safety cone sitting on top of a mud puddle. A bird construction worker stands nearby.
A mud puddle. If everyone thinks playing in the mud makes you a rhinoceros, maybe I should play in the mud. I still have time before Community Unity Day.
Ugh, not you again.
Hi, may I move this cone? I'm trying to get to the mud puddle.
What for?
Well, I'm on a mission of sorts. To prove I'm a rhino, by doing what rhinos do.
All right, kid. Just put it back when you're done.
Thank you. Can't be too difficult.
It's difficult.
Lulu tries to lift the cone, and her head gets stuck inside. Finn lands on the cone.
You can't get picked first for volleyball if you're stuck in a cone.
Hello? Who said that? Can you help me, please?
No, I don't think I can. I'm too little.
Finn pushes the cone farther down onto Lulu.
Not so strong now, are ya?
Hey!
Finn flies off. Lulu staggers around. The cone, seemingly moving by itself, hovers across the park. Eating an apple, the bunny spots it.
A dancing cone? Ha ha! Perhaps a bit of music for the moment?
Give me a beat!
He covers his mouth with his hands and beatboxes. Lulu bumps into a trash can and stumbles around. She almost crashes into him.
Is someone in there?
Oh, hey, be careful!
Hello?
What are you doing?
Just, trying to get out of this. I'm stuck.
Oh, need help?
Yes, please.
You got it. You pull that way and...
Drying!
They pull in opposite directions, and the cone bounces back to the mud puddle.
Hey, thanks!
I won't be trying that again.
Why'd you put a traffic cone over your head?
It was just a bump in the road on my mission.
What kind of mission?
A mission to do something important. Thanks for your help.
She shakes off the mud and leaves.
What kind of something important?
I'm trying to prove I'm a rhino.
How do you do that?
Apparently, I need pointy ears, or mud, or a rhino horn. Plus, I have to make squeaky rhino sounds, and maybe jelly sandwiches?
That's a lot. Sounds like you need an enthusiastic collaborator. A cool, creative confidant of sorts. Wait, that's me!
Well, it might be nice to work on this with somebody.
I'm somebody. Where do we begin? Let's make this fun!
No, it's serious.
Oh, no, don't worry. I can be serious. I'm a very serious business bunny.
He wears leaves as a bow tie, and a breeze blows them away.
I'm Hip Hop the Bunny.
I'm Lulu the Rhinoceros.
Nice to meet you, Lulu. Happy Community Unity Day.
You know about Community Unity Day?
Of course, but I celebrate it every day.
I like doing an act of kindness every day, too.
Did someone say new best friends? Let's start this way. New friends on a mission, two friends on a mission, a hip-a-hop-a-lulu, boop-a-da-da-doo-doo. Oh!
They spot a picnic nearby.
Maybe.
He goes to it.
Lulu, look what I found. A jelly sandwich. Possible rhino proof located.
Ah.
Could this help you prove that you're a rhino?
Smells so good. But this doesn't feel quite right.
Hey, stop right there! What are you two doing with my lunch?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't know it was your lunch.
Well, it is. I even made it myself. I am the best jelly sandwich maker I know.
I don't think this is gonna help me prove I'm a rhinoceros. Enjoy your lunch.
Oh, I will.
How can I possibly prove that I'm a rhino when there are so many ways a rhino can be?
We'll figure this out together.
Are you sure?
We can try. I have an idea. A little help goes a long way, Lulu.
They walk to a decorated tree.
Whoa! What is this hidden paradise?
Behold, my productivity corner. It's the perfect place to start our mission.
He writes.
Step one, get the word out. Looking for rhino proof? Lulu's proof of rhino-ness? What else should we add?
Drawings of rhino proof possibilities?
You got it.
Wind blows bushes nearby.
I think I see something.
When everyone can look at me and see I'm a rhino immediately, I'll be happy times infinity. 'Cause they'll know what I know, definitely. But if I need to prove that I'm a rhino, here's what I can do.
So we need to prove you are who you already are?
Dances in a flower crown as frogs watch. She spots a cat walking on a tightrope, and she tries it herself.
When somebody looks at me like I should fit their expectations visually, they get so busy judging me, they never get to know me. I know what I need. I can feel it getting closer. Might be down the street.
Lulu and Hip Hop hang sticky notes with rhino drawings and notes all around.
Everybody stop questioning me. And if pointy ears are what I need to make everybody stop messing with me, they won't think twice. They'll be so nice. Just wait and see. Yeah. Rhino proof, that's what I need to make everybody stop pestering me.
Sticky notes in different colors gather to form a giant picture of a rhino the size of the entire park. Now leaves blow in and cover it.
This is not what I anticipated, but I'm tired of feeling invalidated, and maybe it'll be less complicated if we find the proof to show I'm me.
Let's go!
Hip Hop sticks a note on the pillar of a staircase and they hurry off. Now, Finn perches near an ice cream truck.
Hi. Excuse me? May I please have an ice cream cone?
The vendor ignores him.
Hello?
Hey, Lulu!
What is it, Hip Hop?
Finn hides.
I found some rhino proof. Come see. Are these good rhino horns?
Those could work.
Two horns, please.
The bear vendor prepares cones.
But I wanted ice cream.
They're called cones.
Maybe for you, but for us, they're rhino horns.
He puts a cone on Lulu's nose.
Brain freeze!
Hip Hop removes the cone. Lulu shakes the ice cream off, and some of it hits Finn.
Okay, these won't work.
Hip Hop pays the vendor.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Finn plops down and rests his head on his wing.
That wasn't fair.
He pulls his sticky wing from his cheek.
A hippa hoppin' Lulu! Boop-a-da-da-doo-doo!
Finn flies off.
Don't get discouraged, Lulu.
I do feel discouraged, Hip Hop. Today has been much harder than I expected. But at least I made a new friend. I am happy about that.
They smile.
New friends on a mission. Two friends on a mission. A hippa hoppa Lulu. Boop a da da doo doo.
A hippa hoppa Lulu. Boop a da da doo doo.
Finn spies on them as a dog approaches.
Hey! Hey, Lulu! I have something that might help you.
He holds a sticky note.
Are you kidding me?
Branches stick to his face.
Does she get everything she wants?
The dog unzips a bag with a French horn inside.
Voila!
Is that a rhino horn?
Wow.
Oui, oui, a French horn. It makes rhino squeaking sounds in every key. Wanna try?
Solid.
She looks at the horn.
Huh, that's weird.
What's weird?
I don't see my true rhino self in my reflection. And usually I see my true self no matter what.
Try making some squeaky rhino sounds. That might help.
What are rhino sounds?
Rhinos make squeaks and honks to communicate sometimes. It's fun.
Here, you got this.
Lulu blows into the horn.
Voila! C'est magnifique!
Was that fun?
Not quite. Thanks anyway.
Anytime.
The dog plays the horn as they leave.
We found horns, and mud, and a jelly sandwich, and honks, and squeaks, and... It's all been wrong. How can I prove I'm a rhinoceros if nothing on this list seems to fit?
Well, we can still find some pointy ears. Maybe that will do the trick. Don't give up.
Okay, you're right. Rhino ears. Rhino ears.
Elsewhere, as Corey the cow roller skates, a banana peel drops from her backpack.
What? Again?
They find the banana peel.
Huh?
Look at this!
What's this magnificent mystery?
These are promising. Plus, yellow is my favorite color.
Ooh, yellow is my favorite color, too. Here we go.
Lulu wears it on her head.
Beautiful.
Finn watches.
We found some pointy ears so you can finally hear like a rhino. They're totally rhino-tastic.
Thanks. It's not exactly what I pictured.
She jumps.
But it stays on when I do gymnastics. Do I look more like a rhino now?
Yes, you're shining.
Yeah.
Finn snatches the peel off her head.
Not anymore.
Oh, no. Hey, I need that.
They chase Finn, who flies away.
And oh, I'm gonna savor it. See, I'm not the type of pigeon that gets to be anyone's favorite. But it's all so easy for you, it's not fair, you seem so happy. So I'm keeping your rhinoceros ears unless somehow you can catch me.
Come on, Lulu!
This chase is on everyone. What's it gonna be? Why is everyone around me so much happier than me? So easy to be you.
I was happy waking up today, the way I usually am. I go to the park, a great day for a great day. But then everyone kept challenging my undeniable rhinocerosity. Instead of turning all their judgments into curiosity.
Finn wears the peel on his head.
Since the moment I woke up today, everything has been so stressful, like the world doesn't care either way. If I'm happy or successful, and my dad always says to be strong and tough. But I try, and somehow I'm never, ever enough.
At the top of a park staircase, they dive at Finn and miss.
On everyone, what's it gonna be? Why is everyone around me so much happy?
I don't see him.
A banana peel flying through the sky. I didn't know bananas could fly. Over there!
On gloomy days like this,
this is what I have to do. It's so hard to be me.
But it seems so easy to be you. I've never been the type of pigeon to have a ton of friends, okay? I fly solo, take care of me, that's how it's always been, okay? I've looked for friends in strangers' faces, but there's no one I can trust. I try to find my space in places, but they leave me in the dust. Not this time, the chase is on everyone.
And they're not listening to me.
Why is everyone around me so much happier than me?
A flamingo makes bubbles in the air, and Finn flies through them.
This is what I have to do. It's so hard to be me.
But it seems so easy to be you.
Hip Hop leaps and falls.
No! Are you okay, Hip Hop?
He climbs out of a mud puddle, holding his arm.
Just a little mud. These light showers will wash the mud right off.
Lightning flashes and rain falls.
Oh, let's duck under here. Come on.
But we'll lose him.
Don't worry about that.
They duck under a bridge and shake off the water and mud.
Are you okay?
I'm just a little chilly.
Oh, I have just the thing. Here. There you go. All better.
She puts a Band-Aid on his arm and they snuggle. Elsewhere, Finn lands on a windowsill next to a small potted plant.
Why is everyone around me so much happier than me?
Finn removes the banana peel from his head and stares out at Lulu and Hip Hop sitting under the bridge.
Here's a good spot.
Other pigeons join him on the windowsill and shake rainwater off their bodies. Finn looks down.
Hey, are you going to Community Unity Day? We're on our way there now if you want to join us.
Huh? Me?
Of course. Everybody's included. That's what makes it so fun.
The sun appears from behind the clouds and tears well in Finn's eyes.
Yes.
Oh, great. Let's go.
The other pigeons fly off.
I think there's just something I gotta do first. I'll catch up.
Cool. We'll be over by the stage.
They leave, and Finn glances down at Lulu and Hip Hop. He flies off with the peel.
Hey, look. The rain is stopping.
We were so close to getting your rhino ears.
It's okay.
You could catch up with him. I'll stay behind. I don't mind.
No way, Hip Hop. One of the most important things about being a rhinoceros is helping others. I'm not gonna leave you when you need help.
Hip Hop leaps to Lulu and embraces her.
New mission. Celebrate Community Unity Day with my new friend.
New friends on a mission!
Whoa, that was cool.
Two friends on a mission!
A hip a hop and Lulu!
Finn lands and holds the peel, watching them walk away through the tunnel under the bridge.
Hello?
Hello?
They exit to a bird.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
I've never seen you before. I'm Flum Flum the Tick Bird.
I'm Lulu the Rhinoceros. This is Hip Hop the Bunny.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, no, my favorite hat.
Here you go.
Hip Hop reaches out, then recoils his arm in pain. Lulu puts the hat on Hip Hop's head. Flom Flom watches them.
Wow. Lulu, you remind me so much of someone. My old friend Regina.
Regina the rhinoceros? You knew Regina? What was she like?
Oh, Regina was special.
Flashback. Regina picnics with other animals in the park.
Regina had a way of bringing everyone together, making you feel important.
A small bird gets a leg stuck in a gelatin dessert. Wearing a flower crown, Regina gently pulls the bird free, and they share a loving snuggle.
She was determined and kind, and she had a big smile, just like you.
Well, I am a rhinoceros.
Yeah, she is.
And I'm a tick bird.
Nice to meet you, buddy. Tell us about yourself.
Oh, I love tap dancing. Eating empanadas. Can't enjoy both of those at the same time, though. And my most favorite pastime is helping rhinos stay safe, alert, and clean.
Lulu's floppy ear wiggles.
A tick.
I can help you if you want.
Yes, please.
Flom Flom flies to Lulu's head and carefully pecks around her ear with his beak.
Whoa, that feels way better.
He drops the tick into a trash can.
Tick birds love helping rhinos.
He slips, and Hip Hop steadies him.
And bunnies love helping tick birds.
Ooh, sounds like we'll make a pretty good team.
Look, look!
Hi, everybody.
Finn approaches.
Hello.
Your rhino ears.
I'm sorry I took these. And I'm sorry for pushing the cone onto your head earlier.
Oh, that was you?
Yes, it was.
Well, why?
I was having a bad day, and it seemed like you were having such a good day. I didn't get to play volleyball, and I saw them choose you instead.
Volleyball? No, they were not nice to me, and I barely got to play.
Oh, well, I was feeling bad. And I thought if I could take something you wanted and make you feel bad, I'd feel better somehow. But that didn't work. I still feel bad. I'm sorry.
Everybody feels bad once in a while.
Flom Flom goes to Finn.
It's one of those things that all of us, every single one of us has in common.
He puts a wing around Finn. Lulu and Hip Hop smile.
But it's what we do when we feel bad that truly matters.
Finn approaches Lulu with the banana peel.
Here you go.
She takes it and gazes at Finn, Flom Flom, and Hip Hop. Tears well in Hip Hop's eyes.
Thanks, but I don't need this anymore.
She throws the peel into the trash.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Like Fom Fom just reminded me, it's what we do that really matters. Being a rhinoceros isn't about pointy ears. And it's not about mud or jelly sandwiches or what anybody else thinks. For me, being a rhinoceros is about being kind. I am kind, and I love who I am.
Like Regina!
I'm so sorry.
I forgive you.
Thank you. I'll see you around.
I hope your day gets better.
I hope yours does too.
Finn flies off. Clusters of balloons float in the sky and a rainbow appears.
What an absolutely magical moment.
It is.
Lulu looks at her reflection in a water puddle and sees herself as a rhinoceros.
Did you know if you love yourself and let it show,
the world will smile at you with a big rainbow? That's right.
Lulu and Hip Hop turn toward colorful flags and balloons in the distance.
Do you know what that means? Hip Hop Hooray!
Time for Community Unity Day!
They run off with Flom Flom flying over them.
I hope we're not late for the party!
Let's try a shortcut!
Huh?
This way!
Come on!
They run onto a dock.
Here. Put these on.
Wearing life jackets, they board a rowboat and head off across the water.
There's a rhinoceros that I love, the rhino of my dreams, who is courageous, kind, and thoughtful, resilient, and unique. And the rhino I mean has proven to be, oh, so much more than you can see. The rhino of my dreams is me. Yeah. There's a rhinoceros that I know who doesn't mind what others think. She really loves the way she is, so she doesn't have to change a thing. Didn't notice somehow, but it's obvious now that no matter what anyone says, the rhino of my dreams is me. Yeah.
They hold on to Flom Flom, and he flies them past the rainbow.
The perfect me is me, the perfect you is you. And when we listen to each other, the whole world is more in tune. Yeah.
Up to me, nothing I have to prove. I'm easy to love, I'm good enough.
The perfect you is you, yeah.
They run through the park, past string lights.
There's an impressive bunny I know who's never praised on his merits. He's smart and mighty, not cute and little, and allergic to carrots.
Really?
And the bunny I mean's tougher than he seems. And today I realize something sweet.
What's that?
The bunny of my dreams is me. Yeah.
Hip Hop rides down a slide that spirals around a large tree.
The perfect me is me. The perfect you is you. And when we listen to each other, the whole world is more in tune. Yeah. Who I am's up to me. Nothing I have to prove. I'm easy to love. I'm good enough. The perfect you is you. Yeah.
Flom Flom helps a ladybug onto a branch.
There's an iconic tick bird I know who's much tougher than he appears. He's overcome some challenges throughout his busy years. And the tick bird I know loves who he's grown into, you see. And it just ends up, the tick bird of my dreams is me. Yeah!
The perfect me is me. The perfect you is you. And when we listen to each other, there is nothing we can't do. Perfect me is me, the perfect you is you. And when we listen to each other, there is nothing we can't do, yeah. Who I am's up to me, nothing I have to prove. I'm easy to love, I'm good enough, the perfect you is you, yeah.
We're here, Community Unity Day.
Let's go, go, go!
They enter through an arch of balloons. Various animals fill the open, grassy area. Cory stands in a booth.
Hey, Lulu! You made it!
Cory! Hi!
Hey, this is great! What's up? How you doing?
Yes, yes, yes!
Look at that!
Oh, check this out.
Finn watches Sal the squirrel perform.
Sal! Go, Sal.
Hey, yeah. How you doing?
Oh, hi!
So many new friends!
Hey,
Community Unity Day! Community Unity Day!
They approach three rhinos attending a booth. The rhinos turn, showing badge cards with balloons and hearts on them. Their badge cards sparkle as they gaze at Lulu. She steps forward and pulls her own identical badge card from her fanny pack.
Hi, I'm Lulu, and I'm a rhinoceros.
Lulu smiles. Cut to black. Credits appear. Directed by Angela Stempel. Written by Allison Flom. Credits continue. Lulu and her friends appear, dancing and smiling over colorful backgrounds. Photos of Lulu and her friends enjoying their day appear. Audio description provided by Pixelogic Media. Narrated by Suki Jimenez.